It's time to get behind the mission with the United Way of the Tananaw Valley on KFAR Radio, promoting all of our incredible nonprofit organizations that truly make Fairbanks the Golden Heart City. And now, let's get behind the mission.
Hello there, Tananaw Valley. You're listening to Behind the Mission with United Way of the Tananaw Valley. I'm Kayla Smith, Executive Director of United Way, and today we're talking about creativity, curiosity, and the power of play. Joining me today is Kathleen with the Fairbanks Children's Museum, a place that has become such an important resource for the community, for families right here in the interior. And with summer right here at our doorstep, there's definitely a lot going on at the museum. I hear camps, programming, special programming, exciting organizational updates. Kathleen, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me today.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So just as a little refresher, can you give us a little update or just a reminder, rather, of what the Fairbanks Children's Museum's mission is?
Our mission the whole time we have been here in Fairbanks is to inspire and connect families through the power of play. So this museum idea started in 2006, and the whole point of our history of Museum Without Walls, our time up at UAF Auditorium, and then being in our South Cushman location has been to experience joy through the creativity and imagination of play. We are a place that provides endless possibilities, and that's what we strive for every day.
So I love that, the endless possibilities, because, you know, when you're playing, when you're being creative, that's really, there is no limit.
No, and one thing that makes our museum very special from traveling to museums all across our country is we don't have things locked down. You Right. can come in and kids can pick up something from our pretend school and take it to our market and take it up into our climber and go over and use it in our creativity lab. And it provides kids the possibility of using a small stick figure that is in our baby area and putting it in the dollhouse as the people to play with today. And as an employee there, it is a joy to see the way kids' minds work.
Yeah, I'll tell you, as a parent who has been, it's a joy to see all of that creativity and the result of it. And so, you know, you stumble on there. I think at one point there was a veterinary sort of setup where there was stuffies and, you know, little equipment and tools that a veterinarian would have. And, you know, it was just super cute to see a stuffy with, like, you know, a little medical thing or whatever for the vet, but over in a different area of the museum, because that's where the kid felt the fun.
Yes.
They were like, this toy belongs here, and this Yes. is the environment that we're going to do it in. And it's just such a it's a huge sandbox. I love it.
It is. Although there is one new thing that I have been able to build this year that is super fun to me. Under our spiral staircase, we kind of had an empty space that we spent years trying to figure out the right thing for. Mm-hmm. So this year we have created a bear cave. And once a month, I am able to open up the door and I am able to make our animals have interactions that the kids can come and visit. Like right now, Bear is taking a nap while his friends are planting a vegetable garden. And soon Bear's going to go on a boating trip. And it's hard for the kids because it is one area they can't touch, but it does create imagination.
Yes.
We actually had a very fun experience where a toy was left behind.
Mm-hmm.
And the little boy came and saw the bear cave, and the toy ended up hanging out with Bear.
Oh, that's great.
So once Bear Cave, his toy was released from there, he wrote a little note and went home with the boy telling him all the adventures he had with Bear. So,
oh, my gosh.
It is fun as a worker to think like a kid in those situations, to try to create an environment where a child will come in and imagine.
Yeah. No, that's full circle right there. That's awesome. I can just imagine the staff's, energy when they were drafting that letter and just trying to get all creative and like, what other fun adventures can this bear, you know, could we have done with the bear owl? I think that's fantastic. What a joy for both sides, for all sides, really, for the family and the staff, all participants.
Well, and that is something else that is very important to our mission is we are a multi-generational connection.
Yes.
We want those parents to play with their kids. We want the grandparents to be playing with the kids. We want the kids to be playing with siblings, schoolmates. There's not an age barrier at our children's museum. And we have so many adults who come in, and next thing you know, they're gluing and cutting and creating and alongside of their kids.
Right.
And sometimes people come in because they need a break, but it also is a chance for you to enjoy without phone calls and having to make dinner and cleaning the bathroom and vacuuming, right? Like you are just there to enjoy play.
Yeah, and you can totally make a mess and walk away and just and leave with your fun. And I think that's also a very important piece of your puzzle is that you do create a safe space for the parents to come in and engage and, you know, really inspire inspire play because, you know, as an adult, we're just so systematic. We're like, oh, man, I'm an adult. I have to do the things. I have to work. I have to put, you know, get food together. I have to all of these chores that we have as adults. And but as a kid, it's just like, man, how do I make this stuffy come to life? How do I, you know, and so to be brought back to that level of simplicity, you know, I think is really important for our community. And like you said, the touching across generations, being able to make a positive impact.
Yes. And realize that those hands-on experiences there, the moving and imagining and touching and talking through it with your child, you are providing a deep education.
Right.
Realizing this is not wasted time. Every minute you are in there is growth and mental stimulation and inspiration for when you do leave and can just look at the world a little more colorful and creatively.
Yeah, definitely. That's I appreciate that very much. I know that when I had two kids under two, and that was quite the challenge. And but coming over to the museum, it was a great opportunity to be able to let them do what they wanted to do on their age group levels. And it was just fantastic. So that's exciting to see that you've got this, you know, these new elements, these new exciting features to the museum. You know, definitely. I mean, there's been a lot of conversation about, you know, of course, I saw the newsreel and I definitely know coming from United Way about your growth and expansion here. But tell me a little bit about what you've got on the horizon.
Well, this is a very big year for our Children's Museum, and it is something that the community has questions about because it is. It was in the newspaper, but we just signed a 40-year lease for City Hall. This is a monumental moment for us to grow and be bigger and more that our community needs. But what there is a little confusion because people are like, oh, are you moving tomorrow?
Yeah.
And so there is a timeline that goes with that. So we are partnering with the Wellness Coalition, and they have actually moved in to our new space, which is very fun. So they are already doing their mission there. We are hoping within 1 year to open a child care center there in our new facility at City Hall. And then within 4 years, we will be opening up our children's museum there when our current lease is over. Now, the main thing the community needs to know is we will not be closing our doors. We will be opening up our new facility while maintaining our current position so that there is no break in the play and the reaching Fairbanks.
I think that's a very important to clarify that, yes, you are staying open through the transition. And it's a long project. I mean, when you're talking a 4-year window you still have on your current lease and then, you know, to be fully moved into the new space in 4 years, I mean, there's going to be an epic amount of fundraising, an epic amount of teamwork and community participation and volunteering. I mean, I'm sure this is going to be a massive effort to move all of those pieces over. So, you know, congratulations on that what am I trying to say here?
Accomplishment.
Yeah, maybe. On the accomplishment, on the
expansion of our future, right?
On the partnership mm-hmm. that yes. you guys are really embracing with Fairbanks Wellness Coalition, because yes. you know your mission complements theirs so yes. greatly, and you know the fact that you all work with we'll just say like school age children. And Fairbanks Wellness is more of the teen, early adult, you know, age group. I think that that is a great way for our community to have support in the same area, like all throughout life. Like
yes.
From, you know, from birth and playing with water tables all the way up to, you know, the sober events where
yes.
They're sober socials, you know, mm-hmm. which offers an alternative, you know, option for hanging out on a weekend with friends, you know, your age. And so this is a great success and a huge, huge win for our community to have you guys partner up in that effect.
No, it is. Our mission is for 0 to 8. That is our target age. And I cannot tell you how much teens enjoy coming in and playing in our space.
Oh, yeah.
So that is something also to keep in mind, that even though we are targeting 0 to 8, we have this Wellness Coalition partnership is good for everyone.
This is going to be good for everyone because it is. It's a going back to your childhood roots is a healthy experience. Mm-hmm. Going back to that no limit imagination mm-hmm. of, you know, there's no bounds to what you can accomplish, what you can build, what you can put together, what you can create together. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's an important reminder for all ages.
It is.
Certainly.
It is. There's a lot of studies out there that talk about the ability to be creative throughout your adulthood creates a stronger entrepreneurships and businesses and scientists that we need in our world.
Yeah, no, definitely. So for those just tuning in, you're listening to Behind the Mission with United Way of the Tanana Valley. I'm Kayla Smith, and I'm chatting with Kathleen from Fairbanks Children's Museum. We're chatting about the upcoming summer programming, some museum updates, and definitely opportunities for families to stay connected and engage this summer. You know, one of the things that I've seen in your programming offering is Sensory Mondays, is a program called Sensory Mondays. And it's, you know, I've gathered it's designed to create a more accessible environment for children with sensory processing. You know, tell me a little bit about what inspired that type of a program for your museum.
Well, the thing to keep in mind is we are always trying to reach everyone who has a desire to come to the Children's Museum. We are trying to be accessible to everyone. And you walk in that door on a typical Tuesday night and we are open late so that parents who work all day can pick their kids up and come. Because we heard from families, hey, we want to come, but you're open from 10 to 5.
Yeah.
So we said, let's work with that. We are in the process right now of trying to be open early, possibly in the fall, because we hear from moms, hey, my kid takes a nap at 10.
Yes.
But they're up at 6. You know,
boy.
Like, what can you do? So we are constantly working with the community to be what the community needs. And that is what Sensory Monday is. We also have a special sensory time with Santa. We are trying to reach kids that when you walk in on a typical day and there's a field trip and there's programming,
sure.
it is too much.
Yeah.
So on Sensory Monday, what you can come into is the lights are lower. The blower is not on with our air maze.
Okay.
We have staff, but it is minimal attendance. And it allows kids to just calmly play in a situation where loud noises might trigger not a positive playtime for them.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And so it is a wonderful glimpse at the type of programming that we're always trying to strive for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I appreciate that personally. You know, one of my kids is on the spectrum and loud environments or just even, you know, joy and excitement. You know, kids are happy to be at the museum having fun running around, and it can be overstimulating for
them. Well, and then it doesn't make a positive play time for your child, right? Like we want everyone to leave happy they came.
Right.
And not just overstimulated by what they experienced.
Right. And in addition to just having these Sensory Mondays where the whole center is involved, you do have Sensory corner, I believe, is what I remember.
We do. Yeah. We used to call it the sensory room. Now we just call it the Aurora room.
Oh,
it is
yes.
a darker room in the back. It has an infinity mirror. It has light tables. It has a really cool fiber optic lights that come
nice.
Down. It has a cube that kids can then even crawl in. I have a daughter who... while I'm working, if it's a busy day, I mm-hmm. know I have to go in there and find her in the corner. And she's like brought a craft into that
yes.
section and just been quiet because it is important in the activity of active loud play to also have moments of quiet. And you see that when you walk in our museum, we have book nooks. We have the nest upstairs in our
yes.
climber.
Mm-hmm.
We do try to create space to step away as well as engage.
Sure.
Because especially sometimes families need to come for a long time and kids can't be on that long.
Sure.
And they need to slow down. And so that sensory room, Aurora room in the back, exactly is that purpose. It's painted dark, but it has lighting that just encourages a quieter play.
Yeah, definitely. I appreciate that room personally. So it definitely sounds like you've got a lot of opportunity for all ages, really, to be able to stay connected and play through learning. So this is awesome. So you guys are listening to Behind the Mission with United Way of the Tanana Valley. I'm Kayla Smith here today with Kathleen from Fairbanks Children's Museum. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about community involvement, accessibility, and how you can support the museum's work. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. We'll continue after this short break on KFAR Radio.
Attention business owners, event coordinators, and sports leagues. 97.5 KFAR Radio has the perfect tool to help you get the word out. It's our weekly 50-50 Friday offer from Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station, and KFAR. Every Friday at 9 a.m. on our website, kfarradio.com, we feature a different half-price offer from a local business, where we promote your business on 8 of the top radio stations in Fairbanks for an entire week, every hour, every day, plus 100 ads that run the following week. It's 50-50 Friday, and when we don't have a current offer, log on to kfarradio.com anyway to see what deals may still be available from previous weeks. When it comes to marketing your business, nothing works like local radio. And nothing on local radio works better than 50-50 Friday. From 97.5 FM KFAR Radio and Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station.
The United Way of the Tanana Valley's mission is to improve the lives of every person by mobilizing the caring power of our community. We inspire others to join us in supporting our local nonprofits that serve our friends and neighbors by providing life-changing services here in Interior Alaska. To learn more about how you can give, advocate, and volunteer with us, please contact our office at 907-452-7211 or go to our website at unitedwaytananavalley.com.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m., Behind the Mission with United Way at 11:30, followed by Sensible Health Solutions with White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Alaska Tracks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. All 4 hours of local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. And now, let's get behind the mission.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back, Tanana Valley. So you're listening to Kayla with Behind the Mission, United Way of the Tanana Valley. I'm executive director here at United Way, and joining me today is Kathleen with Fairbanks Children's Museum. And we've been chatting a little bit about the exciting programs, opportunities that are happening at the museum this summer, some new stuff to look out for in the future as well. So, Ms. Kathleen, let's go back to this. So tell me a little bit then about what you've got going on this summer, some different events that you have coming up. What does your summer season look like?
Oh, our summer is a wonderful, full-packed time of play. We have park play days that we partner with Parks and Rec at the borough here, and you will find us at parks all over town. We alternate between Wednesday evenings and Thursdays midday. We are thankful to partner with Parks and Rec. We try to bring out different activities. We have some hobby horse play that's going to come as a memorial to a wonderful Fairbanks person here. Things to look for, lots of different themes. Our first one will be kicking off next Wednesday at 4:30 at Pioneer Park. So please come out and find me. I will be there. And we, of course, will have our signature bubbles. That is the number one thing you will always find at our park play days. We also will be partnering with other organizations, and you will find our tables at Laura's birthday party and the current festival, and places like that. You will definitely find our bright flag and Woolly on the Go. And we always are trying to support other organizations in town that ask us to be part of their fun. So things that we specifically do at the – we support young entrepreneurs with the Tanana Valley Farmers Market. So once a month, there's the kids market, and we are there just to support those young kids that are creating and selling their products. And that is always the fourth Saturday of the month at the Tanana Valley. And then the last market in September. You will also find us on August 22nd over at Pioneer Park. We will have Career Day. So we bring out tons and tons of wonderful people in Fairbanks. And they talk about, you'll find a judge, an entomologist, and a ballerina, and a fireman. And they will call you, come, and your kid gets to be inspired about what to do when they are older.
Oh, so, that is exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun. Okay.
And things to keep in mind, a lot of people say, oh, we come to the museum in the winter that when it's cold. But keep in mind, our programming never stops.
Right.
So we are every Tuesday, we have after-school skills, which even though there's not school time, it is for older kids. Things like how to sew a button, how to write a check, how to follow a recipe. So we are always trying to do little skills that kids might enjoy and need to know. And then on Wednesdays, we have mess makers. That's going on every week. And then Thursday, we have Moving and Grooving. And Friday, we have Pint Size Science. So those happen every week. And you are welcome to participate anytime you come to the museum.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. I know my kid definitely makes his way over there over the summertime, because it's just a joyous place to be. It's a lot of fun, creativity, and kids just love being able to be let loose.
Yes.
In a space, and parents like that. It is a confined space for them to let them loose in, and it's a safe space.
Yes.
Hands on, lots of learning. And it's a beautiful thing. So do you guys have any camps coming up as well?
Yes. So we have camps starting Monday every single week all the way until the end of summer. And a lot are full. There's half days. There's full days. So if there's something that you feel like you want to, or you have a need for a camp, please call. And we even have wait lists. So I do not have information with me right now on what is still opening. But last I heard, there was still a few spots. And so every week is different.
Every week is a different theme. That's awesome. Okay. What's the number that people can call to inquire? It would be listed on the Fairbanks Children's Museum website and on the Facebook page. I'm sure that you could reach out. You can also give United Way of the Tanana Valley a call at 907-452-7211. And we can absolutely get you some information, contact info. Or just swing by the museum.
Swing by the museum. And really, our website has everything. It has an ability to volunteer forms. It has what we take for recycles. It has the ability to come and partner with us and donate once a month. It has wish lists. We have so many craft supplies in our craft lab, and you can better believe that a donation of some glue sticks
goes a long way.
Yes. Hot glue guns are the number one ticket item at our children's museum. So our website has all that information.
Yeah, go ahead and navigate to FairbanksChildrensMuseum.com and take a look at that wish list. Take a look at
their hours, some of their different summer programming, and give them a jingle over at the museum, 907-374-6873, and find out some more information about this camp and you know, different opportunities for your kiddos to get engaged and you know, have some art opportunities over the summer. I mean, I might come in and join you for that. But
we also always have the first Friday of the month, we have Kids Night In, where we really encourage parents. You can come sign your kid up. You can go out to First Fridays, and we will take care of your kids in a nice, safe space for a couple hours. They're fed fresh dinner, and they play while you get to have a date and enjoy the arts.
That's awesome. Yeah, no, that's a great one. I mean, I think people underestimate how much learning, you know, happens through this creative play and through the exploration and the teamwork, you know, among these young people. So that's a thank you for offering those opportunities. I mean, what you know, if you would, what is it about play-based learning that is that's so important and so impactful for a child?
It really comes back to that mission statement, and it is the connection.
Yeah,
it is we can have the best exhibits in the world, but it is connecting with that volunteer that's sitting at that craft table with you. It's connecting with that parent or that guardian that brought you today. It's that connection with that little friend that you met. We had a 4-year-old playing with a 9-year-old yesterday.
Okay.
They had met 2 seconds ago, and they were the best buds, wearing construction hats, vests, and building together with our blue blocks. And they never had met before. Who knows if they will have a future? But that little 4-year-old left the museum saying, "Hey, Nana, I just met my best friend at the Children's Museum." So do not diminish the value of that connection of who you might meet when you walk in the door.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow, what a wonderful experience. What a wonderful thing to overhear.
Yes.
You know, those are those nuggets of gold right there. That's the why.
Mm-hmm.
That's the why right there.
No, it is. Because family units at home are number one, I'm a huge supporter, but when you come as a family and connect, like we said, without the trying to cook dinner and taking a phone call and cleaning your house, when you are just present, your child does not forget that.
Right. Releasing all of those adult expectations and just be free for an hour.
That is one thing that is very fun. We have throughout the summer school set up where kids can take what they experience all year, but they're suddenly in control. We have a home and we have a school where they can be the parent, they can be the teacher.
Yes.
And we had a very tall mother sitting in our little student desk where her small child was sitting at the adult teacher desk the other day. And that child was teaching her mother what she had learned in school.
Yes.
And I stopped and paused and smiled, because that was the point of this exhibit, to empower these kids to take what they know, but they're in control of it.
Yeah. No, I think that's fantastic. That is wonderful. So aside from attending, you know, the museum you know, engaging with the camps and everything, how else can families stay connected with the museum beyond their visit?
So we are asking if anyone wants to partner with us for like a $15 donation a month. Those we call our funds for the root of our mission. They help keep the lights on and help us buy cleaner for our bathrooms, right?
Yes.
We also have our wish list on Amazon. You can find that. You can even use your grocery shopping at Fred Meyer's to benefit us.
Okay.
If you sign up for the Fred Meyer Awards, every bit of your grocery bill, a little portion can come back to the Children's Museum.
Ooh, okay.
Also, during Pick, Click, Give, during the PFD, that can come back to the Children's Museum. And then most importantly, come and play. Come and play, because that – buy a membership, grandparents – gift a membership.
There you
that
go.
Is mm-hmm. one thing my father did for years when my kids were little, and I can't thank him enough, because I used it all year long. And it is a great place to pop in if your kid needs to use the bathroom, or if you need to a warm place to have lunch.
Come
play. Come be part of a concert. Come attend and visit us at Park Play Days.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much, Kathleen, for joining us today. Thank you for all the work that you do and all of the work that your team does to offer these opportunities for families here in the interior. So, again, if you want to reach out, get more information from the Children's Museum, go ahead and give them a call at 907-374-6873. You can also take a look at their website, FairbanksChildrensMuseum.com. To get more information about memberships, volunteering, summer camps, and all the good things. So once again, I'm Kayla Smith, Executive Director of United Way of the Tanana Valley. Today we've been visiting with Kathleen from Fairbanks Children's Museum. I want to thank our listeners for tuning in to Behind the Mission. And again, if you're looking for fun, educational, and family-friendly opportunities this summer, be sure to check out everything happening at the Fairbanks Children's Museum. Until next time, this has been Behind the Mission, where we highlight the people and partnerships working to make the Tanana Valley stronger. Thanks, everybody. Have a great day.
You have been listening to Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. To listen back to this or any of our other local programs, simply click on the archives page at kfarradio.com. Behind the Mission has been a presentation of the United Way and Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station.